I'm in court on a regular basis, and I can tell you this. I see individuals in court all the time because of their use of illegal drugs. Methamphetamines is a big one. And it is amazing. You know, DCFS comes in. You've got a couple with three or four children. DCFS comes in and takes their kids away because they've been arrested for use of methamphetamines. And they, for whatever reason, the addiction is so strong, so powerful, that they cannot seem to get off of the drugs. And even if it means not getting their kids back, which is astonishing to me as a parent, they cannot stay off the drugs long enough to get their kids back. So I know, and this is going to be an additional cost, but I think it would help us in the long run. So we've got to have some kind of rehabilitation program for these individuals. It's just a necessity because all of these children, and it just breaks my heart when I see these kids ripped away from their parents for drug use and they go into the foster care system. It's horrible. As far as the legalization of recreational marijuana, I'm opposed to it. I don't think it helps. We've got so many problems out there, and now you're going to add another layer onto the system, not only to the criminal justice system, because that's not going to do away with all the illegal drug use, especially illegal use of marijuana. So you're going to add another layer on the criminal justice system, the law enforcement. I mean, you're going to have people driving around now that are high on marijuana. Has anybody asked how law enforcement is going to determine whether or not somebody's intoxicated on marijuana? I think it was not the right thing to do. And I know a lot of people say, oh, but look at all the tax revenue we're going to get. But I don't think in the long run it's going to help us. I think it's actually going to be a cost.